So we're going to have some kind of retaining wall here. So I got 12 inches there.
Okay.
Could be block. I'd probably pour it. I mean, because block, we just have to throw so much steel at it and stuff. I'd probably pour that one.
Okay.
And it would have its own footing, and its footing, you know, the structural engineer may say, you know, it's got to run way back here because now this one is holding back all of that earth.
Mm-hmm.
This one is only holding back this much earth now. This one's doing a lot more work. It probably will have a layer of vertical reinforcing that's 2 inches back from the face. And then every 12 inches, we'll put a number 4 bar, number 5 bar. So you'd say that this one is number 5 bars at 12 inches vertically and horizontally.
Okay.
And then we'll do the same here. So vertical bar. And then we hang the horizontal bars. And you see that I'm putting them on the same side of the vertical?
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're going to put that piece of plywood up first. Then we're going to put the vertical rebar up, and we're going to hang the horizontals off the vertical bars. And now we're working from this side. So over here, we set that vertical bar, and we're going to hang these, and then we're going to put the plywood up.
Okay. So are these, you're always doing these parallel? Or
yeah.
These?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 12-inch parallel they should
okay,
be.
Gotcha.
And then this retaining wall, we kind of don't care if water comes through it or not. So you can just leave it.
Okay.
Now the inside of this, you may want to do nice formwork. And you may want to call it out as 12-inch architectural site cast concrete retaining wall. So that means you're going to draw the pattern on the, you're going to draw an elevation of really that wall.
Okay.
In order to show them, here's how the plywood's supposed to go on.
So that 12-inch architectural
cast in place or site cast concrete wall. There's our brake lines, keep going through. Right. Now we're heading for the first floor.
All right. I keep all this straight.
Well, the first time is tricky, but after that,